You've probably heard that the United States is currently grappling with a measles outbreak. The country has crossed 1,000 cases since April this year, far more than 285 cases it saw all of 2024. Now, America risks losing its status of having eliminated measles since 2000. Just what is measles? How worried should we be about the outbreak? And what can be done about it? We speak to an infectious diseases expert.
Measles is an acute viral disease. It's caused by measles virus. Yeah, it's spread by respiratory droplets. So when someone coughs, sneezes and all that, it is arguably the most transmissible virus in the world. You know, for example, if one person has measles, then in, say, a school or something like that, 15 others will very quickly catch measles from this one person. And the 15 will then go on to pass to another 15 people, each of them. Right? So you can see how fast measles cases can grow. And that's why the outbreaks have always been very explosive. So once it infects the body and you get fever and a rash, if it just stops there, that's not a big problem. But the problem is that measles also cause some level of immune suppression. So it actually suppresses your immune system from functioning properly. Then you're more vulnerable to additional infection, such as bacterial infection of the lung, like pneumonia, which will actually kill. On top of that, the immune suppression can also change our immune system's memory of what we have seen before, including the protection that you have gotten from vaccination. Right? It's almost as if the measles virus wiped clean the immune memory. So you have now to repeat all the vaccination all over again once you acquire measles.
And it's not just the vaccines and viruses that our immune system forgets. Our body is full of bacteria, ones that our immune system constantly keeps in check.
Our body have got bacteria all over the place, right? Which is normally fine because our immune system is able to also control them. So we're in harmony with these bacteria. But once your immune system is suppressed, then these bacteria, which has previously been controlled by immune system, now can overgrow and cause an infection, including disease like pneumonia, which will kill. What led to the outbreak of measles in the US and many parts of the world is because the vaccination rate dropped below 95%. It is as simple as that. Because measles is so infectious, the only way to stop measles is to vaccinate the population. The vaccine is part of a cocktail that also includes the mumps vaccine and the rubella vaccine. So it comes in a formulation called measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR for short, and at least make sure that 95% of your population have received at least one dose, if better still, two doses of the MMR vaccine. Part of the reason why the vaccination rate in the US have dropped is because of fake news that the MMR causes autism. That paper that first suggested that has been retracted. Turned out that there's a lot of fraudulent data, and so the whole thing is not science.
So where does that leave Singapore? And what measures are in place to keep measles from infecting our community?
Vaccination in Singapore is not mandatory, except that when the child goes to school, then the school will require that you have a complete vaccination schedule. More than 90% in Singapore would have received two doses of the MMR vaccine. Right? More than 95% have gotten at least one dose. Now in Singapore, children between the age of 12 to 15 months would have received both doses of MMR vaccine. Right? The first dose at 12 months and the second dose at 15 months.
Well, measles is almost unheard of here in Singapore. But as of mid-May 2025, the Communicable Disease Agency has recorded 10 cases. That's close to the total figure of 11 in 2024. So, what gives?
With a high vaccination rate of over 95%, what Singapore will experience is there will be no outbreaks. But the 5% are still vulnerable to getting measles, right? So when they do come in contact with people with measles, they will get measles. And so in the background, you will always have this, you know, somewhere between, you know, single-digit to double-digit number of cases, depending on chance, occurrence and all that. with more and more people from traveling from elsewhere with low vaccination rate, that chance will increase. So the number will may track different, you know, upwards in some years, but we won't get an outbreak because of the high vaccination rate.